الدين أما بعد دي ريسبكت براذرز اند سيسترز السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
وعليكم السلام
بفضل الله bounty of Allah Allah favored us to grant some of us with ilm, with knowledge. The knowledge is very important, as we said many times. يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات. Allah excelled in degree those who believed from among you and those who are granted in knowledge. And Allah said in the ayah, درجات, degrees, not only one degree. The difference between the ignorant and the knowledgeable, it's like degrees. They ask Rasulullah sallam, what is the degrees? How equal or how big this degrees? He said, each degree is like the gap between the heaven and earth. Could you imagine about this? The knowledgeable people, the only one degree, it will be actually the distance between the heaven and the earth. It's mean great granting in Islam. Yesterday, walhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, we end up with certain part of the ayah number 102 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Sayyidina Sulaiman and the Majid. And we reached yesterday that the shaitan came in the form of man to Al-Yahud, the Jew. And he said, Sulaiman, he used to control the human and the jinn and the bird and animal and the wind by magic, by the books, which is the shayateen created. And they buried under the book or under the chair of Sulaiman. And then when they found it, they followed this book. And they rejected the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The scriptures, the Torah, they rejected and they followed these books. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُدْرَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And that time, the time of Sulaiman is breathed all over. That Sulaiman, he is a magician. Could you imagine about this? Until today, the Yahud, they believe Sulaiman, he was only a king, not a prophet. And he used to rule by magic. And the most one in the earth today, this breed, this magic, is Al-Yahud. They believe it. Of what they follow it from the falsehood, the time of Sulaiman alayhi salam. Subhanallah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala barra Sulaiman min al-sihr, was continued since Sulaiman until the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came and the Quran came and to free Sulaiman from all the magic. Free Sulaiman from the magic. He cannot be a magic. A prophet came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, great prophet. Yes, Allah give him power. Power which is not available for you and me or any human or any prophet and messenger in the history. Allah give him power. That's fitna. Fitna. So, until the Quran came and cleared it, وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانِ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا. Sulaiman, he wasn't a disbeliever. Because whoever used the magic is a kafir. According to the law of Islam, anybody use a magic is a kafir. The one who read your hand to tell you about the unseen and the future is a kafir. The one he tell you about anything in the future, he is a kafir. So the Quran came to free Sulaiman alayhi salam. That وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانِ. Sulaiman never ever became a disbeliever. وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا. But the shaitan, they are the one they disbelieved when they follow and teach the people the book of magic. وَلَيْعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. We need to actually to concentrate a little bit again in the ayah. This ayah 102 of Surah Al-Baqarah, if you review and you recite the ayah number 101, the previous ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepare for this ayah. Prepare for ayah number 102, which you have it available with you. The ayah before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, again, 101, Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2. وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَهُمْ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَهُمْ نَبَذَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَرَاءَ ظُهُرِهِمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. The translation, the ayah before this 101, if you open the Quran is built one after one. So the ayah 101, it gives you the introductions for ayah number 102. Allah said, and when a messenger from Allah, that's Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, came to them confirming that which was with them, a body of those who had been given the scripture through the scriptures of Allah behind their backs, as if they did not know what it contains. SubhanAllah. So the book was available. The Torah for the Yahud was available between their hands in the time of Sulaiman. So when the book of Sihr, the magic, came to them, they put the book of Allah, the Torah, the scripture behind their back. They don't want to read it. They don't want to follow the law of Allah, but they love the book of the magic, وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, which the shayateen came especially to teach the people the book of sihr, the book of magic, وَلَا حَوْلَ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Then Allah is saying in this ayah, وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينَ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانِ وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانِ. And they follow what? مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينَ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانِ. And they follow it. Instead, what they devils had recited during the region of Sulaiman, it was not Sulaiman who disbelieved, but the devils disbelieved. Sulaiman alayhi salam. Why they say that? Because Allah gives Sulaiman power, and Allah never ever give this power to any one of the prophet in history. You remember when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam was praying, the shaitan came in the form of man to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam to confuse him in the salah. He's a stupid. He came to who? The shaitan. He's a stupid. Call it khanzab. A special shaitan come to every one of us when we start our salah to confuse you in your salah. Four or three? Three or four? Did I pray three or four? Ya Allah, help me. Three or four. Is that right or not? Did I make sujood? Did I make ruku'? Confuse you. While even you recite the Quran, he confuse you in your recitation. Is that right or not? That's called khanzab. He came first to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Stupid. He came to the one who had the iman, the power of the Quran, and confused the Prophet ﷺ in his salah. Prophet ﷺ finished the salah and he still was there. The Prophet hung him from his neck and he said, I have intention to tie this shaitan actually in one of the columns in the masjid of the Medina, and I let the children of Medina actually play with this shaitan. SubhanAllah. And he hung him. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, when I hang him from exactly his neck, I feel a breath, cool breath, came from his mouth and make all his arm full of saliva of the shaitan. That's khanza. And they said the Prophet, the reason the Prophet ﷺ released him, the shaitan, he has intention to tie him, to let the children of Medina play with this, because shaitan is very weak. Inna kayda shaitani kana da'ifa. The hand of the shaitan or the plan of the shaitan is very weak. You are the one, I am the one who make him strong when we follow him and we listen to him. That's a problem. But Allah give us the sunnah. Any time you find you are confusing about the shaitan, you make an act. As the Prophet ﷺ teach us in our salah, when you have the shaitan come and confuse you, turn your head to the left side and spit. Don't cover yourself, shower yourself. Brother, actually, with your saliva, I say dry. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. He will escape from you.
So the Prophet, the reason the Prophet released this shaitan when he came to him, he said, لولا أني تذكرت دعاء أخي سليمان. Because I remember the dua of my brother Sulaiman, when the Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam said in his dua, that's why Allah gave him this power, said in his dua, رب اغفر لي. Oh my Lord, forgive my sins. A Nabi, Nabi, oh my Lord, forgive my sins. وهب لي من لدنك وهب لي من لدنك and bestowed upon me ملكا, a great kingdom, لا ينبغي لأحد من العالمين, not to be permissible for anyone of the human, from all the human. Therefore, the Prophet ﷺ, he remembered this dua. Allah gave it to Sulaiman only, so he released him. Because Sulaiman used to control what? The jinn. So the Prophet, he doesn't want to take this power from us. If he, I pray to Allah, Allah will give it to him. But because the Prophet ﷺ was polite, excellent, in good manners, and so, he doesn't like to pass exactly the red light and to have this control for the jinn as Sulaiman used to control it. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Taif, I need to review some point here. Because the Quran in any way is not only to find Allah, this is very good story. As brother Kiba, he rush to know the result. We have to advise him, be patient for the ilm. Any one of us, he has to be patient for the ilm, for knowledge. Don't proceed. Don't rush it. You have to take it easy when you need to learn the deen. Alhamdulillah. Now, تلك مخالفة ما بين الجن الذي نبذوه واتبعوا الباطل. That's the diff, actually, there is the race between the truth and the falsehood. Between the truth and the devil act. So this ayah will teach us what we learn from this ayah. There is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the power for Sulaiman alayhi salam to control the human. Sulaiman used to have 1 million soldiers. 1 million soldiers under him. He used to stand up in a mat and he ordered the wind, carry 1 million. Give me anything in this life or plane or anything to carry 1 million. Fly to send it in from place to another place to fight for Sabilillah. And then he bring it in the afternoon. By wind. Power. Nobody has this power in history but Allah. Why Allah give it to Sulaiman? Fitna. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the fitna, it could be in good. And fitna could be in falsehood or devil. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide you and you became rich. That's fitna. That is fitna. That's a trial in this life. Allah give it to you to see what you're going to do with this property. What you're going to use. Many people, they used to be a good worshipper, and after Allah make them a rich and became busy with a company, with business, so and so, 24 hours. Then after that, Allah say, Allah examine them. Here is what I give. That's why Sulaiman, when he found all this blessing, came to him, great kingdom, control human, control jinn, birds, you understand, speak, so on, subhanallah, all this wind. So he said exactly, so qala rab ashkuru am akfur. Oh my Lord, you give it to me, shall I be a thankful or to be unthankful? Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a fitna. Mal, property, children, women are blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah give it to you for fitna. They are good. But Allah give it to you for fitna. To see what you're going to do with this. We miss you, Sheikh Muhammad, anyway. So, number two. Allah could actually also examine you for something, for evil deeds. Is that right or not? Is that right or not? You lost your job. To see what you're going to do. To see what you're going to do. As the Prophet ﷺ told us, Allah sent the angel to one of the believers. One of the believers. Go and then let him burn his house. So the angel did, and he lost his house in fire. Then he ascended to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He ascended to Allah. Allah quenching the angel, and Allah sees and Allah hear. He's not waiting for the angel to inform him, but this is for you and me. ماذا قال عبدي? Oh, what's my Lord said? What my servant said? Allah quenching the angel. قال حمدك وشكرك وقال إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. حمدك, he said alhamdulillah. وشكرك, he said شكرا لله. وقال, and he said إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told again the angel, go and increase this fitna, the devil actions or something, or trial or disaster, calamity. Take his wife, take his child, take his father, exactly with this. Then the angel, he did. He ascended to Allah. Again, Allah questioning, but Allah heard and sees. Allah, he knew already. But this is for you and me. What's my servant say? قَالَ حَمَدَكَ وَشَكَرَكَ وَقَالَ إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the angel in the third time. Go and increase this trial. Increase this disaster. Increase this calamity. فَإِنِّي أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَسْمَعَ صَوْتَهُ. Because indeed Allah said, indeed I love to hear the voice of my servant. The best thing Allah needs from us, when you receive any calamity and disaster, trial, lose your job, lose your wife, lose your child, lose so and so, you burn your house, you have to say in any condition, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, who choose me, exactly, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayya raja'un. What happened if you say that? Ulaika alayhim salawatum rabbihim wa rahma. These people who say, or those people who say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi, they will receive from Allah a blessing from Allah and mercy from Allah. Wa ulaika humul muhtadun. And they are indeed, they are the guided believers, subhanAllah. So, my dear brother in Islam, we need to understand here, to learn from this ayah, because we're going to give you the introduction. Why actually is fitna that Allah sent the angels to the people, the Yahud, to teach them magic? Yes! Because the magic is the kind of fitna. Magic is the kind of fitna to examine the people, good and bad. Good and bad is the kind of fitna. Every Muslim should face it. Allah said in the Quran, in many, many ayats, about the fitna, حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مستهم البأساء والضراء وزلزلوا حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله ألا إن نصر الله قريب. Do you think you want to enter the Jannah without test, without any trial, and you don't receive the news for those who were before you when they receive a very big fitna? You know, in the beginning the people examined nation before us. He used to bring the man and they dig for him hole in the earth or in a ground to dig in the earth, and they put him and they put the sword over his neck. Disbelief, he said no. Disbelief. Then when he refused, they split him to half. Ashab al-Ukhdud, the people of the trench, the king, when he got the people, he said, because he learned some certain people, actually they are confirming their iman. They are became stand firm for their iman. And he used to force the people to worship him. So he gave a warning for the people in the town or the city. Whoever gonna disbelieve me as God, I will put him in this oil. He put in this trench oil and fire. Whoever disbelieve me, I will put him, actually, I will send him to this fire. No, I am mu'min. Okay, voluntarily now, he ordered him, jump in the fire, and he died. A woman, actually, with her baby. She carried infant baby. And then after that, she need to jump to keep her iman, to keep her Islam. and not to follow the king. What happened to her? Right away, she fear about her baby. She doesn't want to jump voluntarily in the fire. She hold the baby, but Allah made the baby, the infant baby, to speak. اثبتي يا أمي فإنك على الحق. Oh my mother, stand firm with your iman. Be strong. You are in a state of the truth. Jump, you and me, my mother. And she took her baby and jumped actually in the fire to save her iman. To save. Some of us today are weak. Weak in the iman. Anything little come to him. Why me? Why me? I am believing Allah. Why I lost my money? Why I lost my child? Why I lost? Don't ever say that. That's a kufr. You have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every condition. Because it's written for you. The woman, she came to, many women sent the question to me. Yeah, Sheikh, my husband divorced her. And she tried to lower herself too much. The husband did not support her financially. The husband beating her. The husband did a lot of things. But she need to come back to him. Who gonna support me? The one who is provide your husband, he is for sure gonna provide you. Do not lower yourself, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's written for you that you are gonna marry a man, and this man gonna treat you very bad, and he gonna divorce you, he's not gonna give you money, you will take your children and to go and beg in. It's written by Allah. So what you have to say? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Because it's written for you. You are not chained in the qadr. The qadr is written before Allah, he creating all of us 50,000 years. Everyone in this life, there is a qadr for him, a decree, destiny. You never can escape from it. Subhanallah. So what we need to say here, this story, the magic, it is a kind of trial. Allah give it to the two angels to teach the people. And what they said here, what they say? Teaching the people magic, the shayateen, and that which was revealed to the two angels at Babylon. There are two angels, yes. It's the tafsir interpretation, Ibn Abbas, they said they are two magicians, human. But the mostly actually accurate and authentic, they are two angels, came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to establish the magic, because Allah, he loved magic, wa na'uzu billah. Not because the angel, they love magic, but it is a kind of trial for the people. To examine, as we agree in the ayah, وَنَبْلُوَكُمْ بِالْخَيْرِ وَالشَّرِّ فِتْنَةً. And we shall test you, we shall trial you with khair, good, and ashar, fitna. Both of the good and the evil and the devil's acts are fitna for the people, for us. We have fitna in this life. Good, as I told you, Allah provide you zalara, good job. And when you have a good job, what happened? You reach in your job and you became like a manager, director. I said, nobody can speak with you. King, president. Are you are able to go and meet the king? Why? In the Hajj, when we go, the Hajj, we used to actually sleep in the floor in Mina. In Mina, we sleep in the floor. And if you look actually to the mount, there is a big mountain. There is a palace. Who stay there? The king and the royal family. Is Rasulullah used to separate himself and stay in a mountain. And he did not know. He used to sleep with the people in the floor. In the floor. He used to sleep. He did not make himself to be better than the others. So president, king, president, position, director, what? It's a fitna for you. Allah give it to you, and he did not give it to me. Because you have a position, and this position now, it make you powerful over the people. And to see, how are you going to deal with the people? What is this going to affect you? Are you going to be arrogant, or are you going to be humble? This is the fitna for us. Number two, fitna when Allah examine you for any kind of the trial in this life. So the story here for Sulaiman, fast. Sulaiman, exactly, children of Israel, number one, they claim that Sulaiman is the magician until today. And they try to find the skeleton of Sulaiman. And they don't believe Sulaiman. Do you know how the children of Israel, Yahud, they believe Sulaiman came from Zina.
How is it benign?
You ask any Yahudi, Sulaiman is a king for them, but he came from zina, from adultery. How? He said they claim in their book with a false story that Dawood, he went to the roof of his palace, his father. And he looked in the front of him and he found a woman naked across the street from the house. So he desired her. So he ordered actually his campaign to send actually his campaign to take, to go for jihad, because he used to be a great mujahid too, to take the husband of this woman in the front line to be killed. And that's what happened. He was killed. So when he was killed, he took his woman and he slept with her without marriage. And the son was Sulaiman, he's an adultery of, he's a son of adultery. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهِ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. It is a fitna for the children of Israel and for all of us. You understand? In that time of Sulaiman, spread it all over the magic. Because certain people, the disbeliever and the disobedient of children of Israel, they love this and they rejected the book of Allah, the scripture of the book of the Torah. They refuse it. And واتبعوا ما تتلو الشياطين على ملك سليمان, and they follow what the shaitan written or recite in the time of Sulaiman. وما كفر سليمان, and Allah denied that Sulaiman, he became a disbeliever, because any magic will be kufr. وليعوذ بالله. That's actually what we need to do. We have a lot to speak, but the time is always, Sheikh Abdul Hadi is very short. Very short. When you sit down in the table of the merciful Allah, you eat but you're still hungry. You eat and you're still hungry. It's totally different than when you eat in your table and you eat your meal and you become full. Yeah. But the table of Allah, you will never be actually full. You need more and more and more and more. Yeah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us life, inshallah, to continue our class. Mm-hmm. We'll see you, inshallah, next Tuesday. With our class, inshallah, to continue in this matter, inshallah. Jazakum Allah khaira. Subhanakallah wa hamdik. Shalwa la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum.